Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, where we try to help all of you wannabe entrepreneurs, present entrepreneurs. I'm trying to help you to increase your business by having entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm here with my trusty phone call co-host here, Mr. Dukes.
Okay, your trusty phone co-host. Okay, Mr. Dukes, how you doing, Mr. Dukes?
Hey, I'm doing good.
All righty.
I'm just traffic and a couple accidents.
Okay. All righty.
I'm on my way.
All right, but just for those of you not aware, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so if you got it, Bobby, let it go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, we are back. And we are here to find a way for you to help me, for you to help us, and for me to help you and others by sharing our knowledge, expertise, and experiences based on us being entrepreneurs. Tonight, I have a unique proposition. The proposition is, I want to help you want to be entrepreneurs to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. However, my topic for tonight is dreaming. That's my topic for tonight, dreaming. When have you had a dream? If you've had a dream, if you've thought about starting a business that came through a thought, came through a dream, I like to know what it is. I like for you to share what it is. And you're welcome to call the show. Again, the number is 727-441-3000. However, I believe that most entrepreneurs create something based on a thought coming to them. And so I had a thought come to me. And that's how I started my business. And well, I'm going to say I had a thought along with a dream, a thought and a dream that came that gave me an idea to start my business. And so I'd like to know if you had a thought come to you or something came to you in a dream. And what I'd like to know is, what type of business did you think about? And it doesn't have to necessarily be a business. What type of thought came to you that gave you the idea of starting a business? It could be a service business. It could be some type of business where you invent something. But whatever it is or was, I'd like to have you share that, whether you've gotten started or not gotten started. I'd like to have you be willing to share that. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, is how thoughts might come to you as they came to me. I'm going to share my thoughts on starting a business based on just a thought that came or something like that. So if you've had any experiences like that and you're pondering about starting a business or you've started a business, I'd like to know how it got started. That's what I want to talk to you tonight about. How did you get started? And I'm going to give you a whole bunch of different thoughts on ways that that thought may have come to you, different ways it may have come. But the purpose is for you to realize you've been giving something based on a thought or vision or premonition, and you're thinking about either getting started on it or you started on it, and I'd like to know what that is so we could help you just move along a little faster, because others have done it probably the exact same way. Something came to them and they said, maybe I'll start a business doing that. And I'd like to know where the thought came from, the kind of thought that you might have had, and share that with us, because I'm going to open up and share mine. So I'm just going to tell you all about that. Once we come back from a break. But okay. During the break, I'd like to have you think about it, because when we come back, I am going to start mine. I'm going to get started, and we're going to spend this time trying to find out how we can help you get started on yours, or just help you in some way, or you can help us. Anyway, this is Gene Hodd with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. We'll be right back getting started on where did your thought or dream come from? We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Living in America, where they say you can be who you want to be, do what you want to do. I'm trying to get some of you to understand you are in America and you can get started trying to do what you want to do. And for many of you, you will succeed doing that. Anyway, I have a quote for you that I'm going to quote. It says, when you cease to dream, you cease to live. Any idea who said that? I'm going to I'm looking at Bobby, but Bobby, if you don't know who
it
is.
I do not.
Okay, I'm just going to just say who it is. It's by Malcolm Forbes.
Okay.
Malcolm Forbes. It says that when you cease to dream, you cease to live. And so I like to have you think about what dreams you may have had that will allow you to go live a life doing some of the things that you like to do. And I'm going to share some of that. But before I start sharing mine, I'd like to have you think about what yours may have been. And you're welcome to call and share yours as well. But I'd like to have you think about, was it a business that you had a dream or thought about? Was it an idea? Was it a vision that you were given? Some sort of premonition? What was it that got you to thinking about, I'd like to start a business, or maybe I should start a business? And so I'd like to have you think about that. But before we get started, we had a guest on the show. His name is Bob Sacosta. Bob Sacosta has some thoughts on how to be who you are, how you be based on the thoughts and dreams or visions that may have come to you. And he has some thoughts on how you could get started the same way I got started several years ago. And so I'd like to have you think about if you got started, how you've gotten started. And I'd like to have you listen to some of the comments that he made on just getting started. Anyway, so this is Bob Sacosta. He's been on our show a few times, and he helped start the Home Shopping Network, I believe, something like that. And so this is what he had to say about getting started.
Give them a tip that might help someone else out there to create something that 5 years from now they're name brand around the world. Like,
well, I tell you what, one of the biggest challenges, because I have the opportunity to go around the country and speak to many organizations and many, many groups of people that are looking to take what they have to the next level. And I have always found out that one of the biggest challenges and one of the keys, one of the secrets happens to be you have to treat yourself as a product. Okay? And many, many times we don't think of ourselves as a product. And if you want to succeed and if you want to get to where you want to go, whether it be to land employment, whether it be to take yourself up higher in a business that you're in right now, you really have to look at yourself as a product.
Great.
And so my question would be to those that are listening, do you look at yourself as a product? You have to get as simple as, you know, we're talking about, did you look at yourself like a tube of toothpaste?
Mm.
All right, because we buy tubes of toothpaste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to succeed where you are, you have to have us buy what you have. And what you have is you. And so one major tip that really seems to help a lot of people out is to think of themselves as an actual product.
Product. Great.
And what are some properties of that product that you call you? What are some properties about your product, which is you, that can help other people? And if you think in those terms, I think you're really going to take an entirely different perspective, which is going to get you entirely different results.
Wow. Great advice. If you were going to offer a tip for someone out there, could you share something as a tip regarding understanding the having people around you?
Well, I tell you, I've had the opportunity, as I mentioned a moment ago, to have so many people help me over the years, and I've been able to work with some of the world's leading marketing minds. And interesting in watching all of them and learning from all of them over the years, and I continue to learn from them. But I noticed that there were some similarities in how they handled things and their thought process and how they reacted to certain situations. They all did three of the same things. They all had a certain attitude about them.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Obviously positive, but more than just positive thinking. They were positive doers, and they took action. But they knew it could be done. They had the. In fact, Ralph Waldo Emerson said many years ago, "What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are small matters compared to what lies within us." So. Ooh. The attitude that was displayed by these marketing great minds, it was all the same. I mean, they would not let anything defeat them. They wouldn't let anything get to them. You know, Gene, I read the other day where there was a survey taken, and the average human being every day is hit by about 8,000 or 9,000 different thoughts, random thoughts.
Wow.
You know, it can come from reading a newspaper or a book or personal relationships or business relationships or TV or radio or internet, whatever. But we're hit with. But the interesting thing, Gene, was that of all these random thoughts, 86% of them were negative.
Wow.
So no wonder when something comes up in our minds that we want to do, the first thing we come up with is a reason why we can't do it.
Yeah.
And we only need one reason why we can do it. So they all displayed that kind of an attitude. And then they all had a certain belief, too. A belief, you know, in themselves, yes, but also a belief in people around them and a belief in their product or their service. Just a strong belief that could not be moved, that couldn't be changed no matter what. And the third trait that they all had was that they all made a commitment. A commitment to make it happen. Now, I mean, that's where the rubber meets the road, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you can think about a lot of things, but when you make that commitment to do it, that's when it becomes real. And there's a big difference between convenience and commitment. You know, convenience is, you know, I'll do this when this happens, I'll do that when that happens. That's convenience. What I'm talking about is a commitment, a strong commitment that no matter what happens, I'm going to do this. No matter what other people say, no matter what other people think about me, I'm going to see this through. I'm not going to wait on external factors to make internal decisions. I'm going to make it happen. So it's that attitude, that belief, that commitment, all rolled into one. But all of these people that achieved great success, they all displayed those three traits.
Great.
And I think if we kind of follow in those footsteps with our own individual situation, I think we'll see different results out there.
Yeah, well, great. I really appreciate that. I remember when I got offered the radio show, and I said, gee, how does a guy who stutters be on the radio? I could never have imagined that.
There you go. But you overcame because you didn't let that stand in your way. And you bring up a very, very important point. And it's also another challenge that people run into when they want to do something different or when things aren't going their way. You can't focus on the how. You got to focus on the why. Okay? Don't focus on how it's going to happen. Like, you didn't focus on how you were going to do the show because your why was bigger. It was more important. It was more important that you wanted to do the show because you want to help other people, you know, reach a level of success. And so you focused on the why you wanted to do it as opposed on how. Because if you'd have sat there and said, okay, you know, maybe I'm not gonna be able to do this. I can't run these controls. I can't do this. I can't do that. I've never done anything. If you focus on that, it's never going to happen. But if you focus on the why you want to do it, if you keep that at the root, if you keep that passion there, that will drive you way past anything that you could ever imagine that could happen to you.
Wow. Wow. Well, I really appreciate that. Just before we break, give us another tip, because I want you to share your thoughts, because I'm sure our listeners can use them.
Right. Well, I'm such a, and if you've listened thus far, I'm sure one thing you've gathered is I'm just a believer in positive thinking and doing, and that the mind is so powerful, and so many times, as I said earlier, we come up with reasons why we can't do something, and we focus on that.
Yeah.
We just need that one reason that we can do something. And I've always had this saying in my mind that don't be discouraged by what you can see, but be encouraged by what you cannot see.
Wow.
Okay? So think about it. Wow. Don't be discouraged by what you can see. Be encouraged by what you cannot see. And that will open doors that you never thought that you could go through.
Yes. Okay, you're listening to Bob Sacosta. Could you give our audience just one more tip that you've experienced that would help them to find their dream job or to become that entrepreneur? If you can do it in 30 seconds, that'd be great.
Well, I just, you know, I have to repeat a couple of things that I've already mentioned briefly, and that is don't let others define who you are. Know what you want. Keep those ABCs, the attitude, the belief, and the commitment, and make it work for you. And just don't think about how you're going to accomplish what you want. Just focus on that why. Why do you want to do what you want to do? What's the real reason that you want to do it? Because that reason will carry you through the frustrating moments that we all encounter.
Right.
And that reason will propel you to where you thought you never could go. And Gene, I thank you for allowing me to come on your show, and I wish you all the best and all of the listeners as well. And come on over to my website at bobsacosta.com and see what we can do.
Yes, that was Bob Sacosta. If you're listening, you heard the song My Way, which is something that we played toward the end of the show. But literally, the things that you enjoy doing, the things you find yourself doing, you are doing it your way, and an entrepreneur has the opportunity to do it their way. And I'm doing it my way. When we come back after the break, I'm going to share with you some things that I've done that I could never have imagined, but it came from that spirit, that voice, that premonition, that idea. And I'm going to share mine because I'm pretty sure you got some out there that you would love to share, whether you share it with me today or share it with our audience anytime. You're going to have to share your story anyway because people are going to ask you, how did you come from where you are to where you are now? So I'd like to have you just think about that because I would like to get more comments from you out there to help others that are contemplating getting started and or those that have gotten started. But we're going to take a short break very quickly, and I'll be back to tell you all about some of the things that I've done and want to hear some of the things that you've done. But we'll be right back. Gene Hodge here with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's why we work. We want to make some money. I know I do. I'd like to make a little bit more. And we're talking about dreams tonight. How did you get your thought, your dream? How did you something come to you that said, I want to start this business?
I think you answered it. Dreams of money.
That's right. To make some money. Make a contribution to society. Make a contribution somehow.
That too.
Anyway, so you had heard Bob Sacosta before we had the break. Can you the ideas on just following those thoughts? And our theme for tonight, our topic is, when you cease to dream, you cease to live. So your thoughts may come to you in your dreams. Mine did. I presently have a employment training and development company that came to me through a idea or thought or dream. And so I got started as an entrepreneur, and I'm not in the start stage. I've gotten off the ground. I'm almost flying, but I'm not flying yet. My wings are flapping. However, I got started just like anyone else out there got started, and that's what it's going to take. However, I'm living. And one of the things I believe most entrepreneurs can say is that they're living out their thoughts, they're living out their dreams, they're living it out, and I want more of you because I'm sure you have a contribution to make. I didn't know what mine was, but I had a contribution to make, and I'm just going to just kind of give you a few things that have come along the way in terms of becoming this entrepreneur based on these thoughts, and I'm just going to say there are just some things that I have done that I could never have imagined doing, and I'm sure most entrepreneurs can tell you that. So I'm going to tell you some of mine because Bob Sacosta said it's a matter of just getting started. You may not know how to do it, but getting started and the reason why you do it. And so if it came to you in a dream or a thought, mine came to me in a way that I could not have imagined. And obviously I said, not me or why me, but I made a decision to get started. Anyway, so along the way, there's some things that I would like to have you think about. I'm an author. I have a few books that are out there, and you can find those books out on my website, which is hodgepodgetraining.com. I've been a teacher, or I am a trainer. Some people call me a professor because I've done work in the university setting. I've traveled to different parts on the planet. And so I got started somehow, and I'm doing my thing. And so I'd like to have you think about how you can get started. Just kind of like go look in the mirror and realize you got something that we want. And since you can't see yourself, I suggest this all the time. Find out what we think. Find out what we see in you. Because most likely we'll tell you what we see in you. And the only one that has to think about it or get started on it is you.
And speaking of seeing, yeah. I see Mr. Dukes walking right through. Should be inside here.
Oh, just Mr. Dukes, our co-host.
Here he comes.
He's coming in. He had mentioned he was going to be a little bit late, so he's going to be coming in the door for a few seconds, and I guess he's going to walk in right now and making his
Hey, we his we appearance. See him. We see all of them.
Yeah, he's here. Front, back, up, down, left, right. And I know you all can see him. How you doing, Mr. Dukes?
I'm doing great, Mr. Dean. Good to be with you. I'm listening to you all the way. We're waiting to hear your dream.
All right. Well, I'd like to hear yours. Any of you? How did it come to you? in order to start your business. How did it come? What did you do? What did you... Anyway, so give us a call if you got some questions. We're not the experts, but we can share how we got started. You're going to hear from Mr. Dukes in terms of how we got started after we take a break. But how did yours come to you? And it may not be something that you recognize in terms of starting the business. And so I'd like to have you just think about... how did it come? Did it come to you as a business idea? Did it come to you as a vision? Did it come to you as a thought? Because something gave you something that says, I believe I would like to start a business doing this. And I'd like to have you just think about whatever thoughts that you might have gotten, because I would like to hear them, but I don't want you to feel bad about it, because there are individuals we're all different human beings, and so I'd like to have you just kind of like think about the kind of thing that might have come to you. Did it come to you saying go travel places? Did it come to you being like something where you wanted to tell somebody else something so that you became a trainer or a consultant? Did it come to you in ways of saying you'd like to be like an astronaut or a scientist or someone that explores the oceans? Or because humans do those things. And so what have you thought about? What has come to you that you didn't know why it was there, but yet it came to you and you said, gee, I would like to go do this. I would like to start a business this way. I would like to help make a contribution to people. Like that you think about how all that happened. And I know, Mr. Duke, you're just sitting over there. You just walked in. But we're gonna take a short break, because I'd like to hear how you got started with some of your thoughts, some of the things that you're doing, in order for others to know how common it is, because everything starts with thoughts. So I'd like to have you think about that. We're going to take a short break. You listen to myself. I'm getting ready to hear from Mr. Thews.
And don't go away. I'm here.
The Entrepreneur Hour, and we'll be right back. And he's raring to go. I'm so glad that I know more than I knew then. Gonna keep on trying till I reach my highest ground.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Let's make some money. That's what entrepreneurship is all about.
That's what they start on. I like to make a little bit, make a little contribution.
Make a little contribution, make some money, and help somebody else to make some money. That's what it makes it all move. Mr. Gene, good to be with you again. I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm here.
All right, well, we're glad to have you. And I was just telling Mr. Dukes over the break that thoughts and ideas come to us humans. They come in different forms, different ways, and I like to have Mr. Dukes. He's an entrepreneur, and so I'd like to have you hear a little bit about how his interpretation of thoughts and all those kind of things have come to him.
Well, I start off by saying from my previous employment, I decided I didn't want to work for nobody else. So I decided to do what I knew best, and I had been trained in this, and I thought I could start my own business by doing what I knew best. And that's mostly what you want to do. You want to try to start off with something that you know you can do best.
Let me ask this question, though. Did you have any other thoughts before you settled on the one you settled on?
No, but I have had more thoughts since then. And I will mention them along the way. But the original thought was to create my own business. As I said, I didn't want to have another boss. I wanted to be my own boss. And when I retired from that employment, I decided to do what my dream was, and my dream was to own and operate an automotive repair shop. Now, there's a lot go into that dream. You got to make that dream develop. I listened to Bob Costas. I have heard him many times before, and that was the key point in my life is what he said. You must treat yourself as a product. You are a product. As an entrepreneur, you must be able to sell yourself, sell what you're going to offer. And I'm in the service world. I was in the service business, and you got to be able to sell people your service and with some type of an outstanding understanding and appreciation for customers. So that can also give you, you don't want a one-day customer. You want a lifetime customer. So you got to be able to sell your business, sell yourself, so that when they come to you, that they can respect you and respect your knowledge. And as an entrepreneur, as a beginning entrepreneur, I made some mistakes. Because even though what I knew the job was, knew how to do the job, I didn't really have people orientation. I love people. Don't mind, I'm never a stranger. I don't call myself a stranger to no one I meet. But you still have to learn how to deal with different caliber of people.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned something about you made a mistake. How many people do you think they are not supposed to make mistakes?
Well, I didn't think I was supposed to. Now I know now how many probably don't, but I didn't think I was supposed to make no mistake because I thought I knew the job. I thought I knew what I was doing. I thought I was selling myself as a good product to the customers, but yet and still, you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of things in that you don't know. And beside that, I don't consider it a mistake. I learned from that. I don't do that no more.
You said it was a mistake.
I said it was a mistake, okay. But it was a learning mistake. Whatever mistake I made, I was able to learn and reproduce from it.
Well, I'd like to have you just think about somehow we might live in a society where some believe they are not supposed to make mistakes.
Well,
I'm going to say you cannot grow without making mistakes.
Well, learned to call them learning mistakes.
Oh, change the wording now.
Yes.
Okay, because learning mistakes.
Learning mistakes is something you learn from. You know, you don't do that again. You know how to do the opposite. You know how to work around it. You know how to make, especially in the custom world. And what I mean by custom world, we just about lost all the custom in this country, so to speak, today. Nobody know how to do customship anymore.
Customer what?
Customership.
Customership.
Yeah.
Okay. Customer service, customership.
Customer service and customership.
Okay.
I said
okay.
Customership. It's all applied to the same thing. Customer service, we don't have a lot of that. And that was one of my dreams, to offer the best customer service that I could offer in my business. And I was in for 18 years in entrepreneurship.
Okay, business. So maybe somebody will come along out there that says, I'm going to create a customer ship or service business and just teach others how to provide service to others, and something like that?
I believe that needed. That is needed today, Mr. Gene.
Okay, so some of you out there that may have had that thought, there's a need for it out there, and it's going to come from another human. It's just that simple. It's going to come through thoughts.
That's right.
And since there are just so many different entrepreneurs, then obviously they're going to be different thoughts, and the ones that are meant just for you are just for you. The only difference is it's most likely it's not for you to keep. It's for you to go share.
Yeah, it's for you to share.
And so that's something I like to have you think about, because I think that's what entrepreneurs go through. You are supposed to make mistakes because
yes,
I believe you're a specialist at something. Because we're all good at something.
Mm-hmm.
No one is good at everything. So that's the purpose for teams. That's the purpose for having other individuals with areas of expertise you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all different and we're all unique. So mistakes come along with being an entrepreneur, and they don't stop.
Nope.
I think most entrepreneurs would tell you, you'll go through your life making mistakes.
Sure.
And when it comes to a business, you may be quite successful at having a business. The only difference is that many entrepreneurs start other businesses.
That's right.
So knowing that you can do one and say, yeah, you want to start another one, and
yes,
that comes along with those different thoughts that come to you. You learn more along the way, and you say, gee, I could do this and I could do that, and you get started.
That's correct. I make a statement to that, I told a gentleman today, I says, I'm really considering starting another business. And he looked at me and said, why you want another business? And he said, you got a home, you're happy, you got income, so why you want to trouble yourself with business? You make good money. I said, money is not the issue. I'm at the point now, money is not the issue. I know what I do and what I can do. If I can give the service that I want to give, money will come. That's not the issue. The issue is sharing with someone else, helping some young person and let them know that they can easily start the business. If they got that dream, as Mr. Gene said, they have that dream, they have that idea, put it in action. And no, you're going to make mistakes, yes. Mistakes are to be made in any business, whether you're an entrepreneur or whatever. It's going to be some mistake made, but I call them learning mistakes, because you use those mistakes to move on to the next plateau.
Okay.
And that's how important those mistakes are. But don't give up. That's what Bob Costa told you. He said, don't give up. You don't let no one change your mind about what you want to do.
Well, our quote for today, you weren't here for the quote, but
yeah,
the quote.
Yeah, well, I heard it.
Okay, when you cease to dream, you cease to live.
And that's a true statement. And when you look at it, if you have a dream and you want that dream to become developed, you got to move forward with that dream, because there are people I know have had a dream, outstanding dream, and yet they couldn't live because they didn't go to heaven and put that dream into operation. They didn't try to move upon that dream. So that's what he is saying. If you dream and you cease to dream and you cease to dream, you don't live, because you lose that motivation.
Okay.
Am I right, Mr. Jane?
I'm going to say you're partially right.
You always get a partial.
You always
an A minus.
Always A minus. I never get an A.
Nobody gets an A. Nobody gets an A plus.
Because there's no letter grades in the workforce. Yes, Gene.
Where'd you get that from?
Performance is only from the
professor.
You wait till our next show. We're going to be talking about that in the next show, matter of fact. But I'd like to just have you think, you're always learning and growing.
That's right.
Always, which always means there's never no end or stopping point. You're always going to be growing.
And even so, when you go to sleep at night, you're still thinking about that dream, about that what you really want to do. I know I still do. I have some things I want to put on the table. And those things makes you, I don't know, it gives you that motivation. It makes you want to jump through hoops, as my daddy would tell me. You always want to jump through hoops. I said, well, daddy, something through those hoops. So as an entrepreneur, it's fun, it's a good life, and there's some downfalls.
But yes.
But you get back up.
You're supposed to have downfalls.
That's right. Because if you didn't have downfalls, everybody would be doing it.
Some people forget that in order to start walking as a child, as being born, you forget they had to get up and fall down and get up and fall down and get up and fall down until they could get up and just walk.
That's true.
Well, and then that, you know, after you have that dream, the whole phase of the am I crazy phase, as I call it, you know, are you, you know, when you at least in my scenario, if you don't know whether you just scatterbrained and have too many ideas or if there's really something here that you can channel into one path.
I have to pick up on Mr. Gene right there, Bobby. He said write down the things that you really enjoy doing. And if you write down 10 things and come out with what you really want to do, you can go through them and scratch them off.
That is true.
And you've come up with the idea that you really want to follow through on.
Wise man once said that.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say you don't come up with them. I'm going to say you're given those thoughts.
Okay.
You're given that insight.
We didn't use that term.
It comes to you from somewhere.
It comes from the Creator.
And it's not something that you can figure out. It's something you take all the pieces and put them together and realize you got a pie or you realize you think you made something, but it comes. That's, like I said, the different thoughts that have come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thoughts are what generates everything else.
True.
So getting many thoughts about things that you could be doing, nobody knows what thought you got other than you.
Well, that's why I say using your process. If the young entrepreneur, I didn't know that. I didn't know that when I had my mind already made up what I wanted to do when I left from my present job. But I mean, when I think about what you said, now I've sat down and done that now on my own. And the things that I really want to do, I know now what I really want to do. So if you sit down and do what Mr. Gene teaches us about 10 things or as many as you can.
I'm sharing.
That he's sharing.
Yeah,
he don't share, he don't instruct and he don't teach, but he's sharing.
Yeah, I'm sharing.
He's sharing those ideas. And if you do that, you'll find the one you want.
Well, we appreciate his sharing.
Don't appreciate it. We just want to give him a B+.
I mean, it's very important to understand that most of what you got came from somewhere else.
So it sure did.
It wasn't for you to keep. It was for you to go share.
That's right.
So that's why I'm saying I'm sharing. I don't know this stuff. It's been shared with me. And I'm passing it on so that it gives a wider understanding. If more people shared to help each other, we would have a much better world and a much better everything.
That's true. So true.
You know, some people are afraid to give out their thoughts and ideas, and you know, but we'll never know what they are unless they're shared. You know, so it's just something to think about. But I'd like to have you all to think about that because that's what it is. It's about sharing.
Mm-hmm.
But your thoughts have come to you through many, many different sources or resources, which the outcome of that are all the different things you've learned how to do in life. And so putting some of those things together allows you to become an entrepreneur or a business owner and all that sort of stuff. But there's still other things. And so there's a place for all of us, I believe, on this planet.
Yes,
because
sir.
We all get different thoughts. That's, I said earlier, that's why some of us are scientists and doctors and lawyers and explorers and preachers and teachers. And because we all get different thoughts. And in many cases, we can turn all that into business.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're serving someone else or we're passionate about something and we do it. And it's okay to fail.
Oh, yeah.
Of which there's no such thing as failure.
No such thing as failure.
You know, we had a quote on that. There's no such thing as failing. Mm-hmm. It's part of growing.
Growing up. Part of growing, isn't it?
Right, it's part of growing. So, Bobby, you may be doing something else next year. And I may be doing something next year. And same with you, Mr. Duke.
I plan to.
Keep doing your radio show. We like that.
Oh.
I like to reiterate what Mr. Gene just said, though. And one thing is, I believe in any business, especially entrepreneur business, if you share your business, if you share and help others along the way, you will grow much faster. That was one thing I learned in my own business, one thing I learned. And help someone else, help somebody, be free, look for those challenges, those ones that need help, some charities. It helps the entrepreneur to grow. That's my experience. That may not be in the book, but that's my experience. And always be willing to give, and don't worry about receiving.
Okay. Great comment. I'd like to have you all think about that, because that's what the entrepreneur opportunity is all about. It's about helping each other and sharing what you know that maybe a lot of us need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I still need to know more. And so I'm open to anything anyone else is willing to offer. It's just simple. I can choose after they offer it.
Right.
Right. But I'm open to anyone choosing to offer something to help me on my way.
Yes.
As simple as that. So I'd like to be able to say that. Bobby, you got any questions or comments? Because our time is just about running out. And Mr. Duke, you got anything else to say right quick? Because we got about a minute.
No, one thing I have to say, if you're in the entrepreneur business, want to go in and be in the entrepreneur and that's your desire, stay away from negative people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. Because you're going to have, out of 100 people, you might get 2 is positive. The rest of them are negative. Don't let the negatives cause you to determine from your dream, deter you from your dream. That's all I have.
And I ride on that saying, you know, it's going to be, your dream's going to be kind of fragile there.
That's right.
You can crumple it up real fast. So
look at it another way. All of those things are supposed to be there.
Well, reinforced, yes. You could.
Well,
you got to look at them as a reinforcement.
You need to realize who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be there to keep you going if you make up your mind to go.
That's true. Yeah. But that's why we got to encourage them, to let them know that. You don't let those negatives deter you from your dream.
Those are the people that when you approach them, you say, I'm going to get your opinion, but I'm still going to go through with it.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, say thank you for everything. They're there for a reason.
Right. That's right. They're there for a reason. I agree with you, Mr. Gene, and you need them. Because if you didn't have them, you would not have that motivation to continue on. You just got to know that you don't let them deter you from your.
Right. So wanting to be an entrepreneur is not necessarily easy, because all of the obstacles are testing you along the way.
Every day.
Okay, I hear the music.
Yeah.
Which means our time is up.
That means it's time to do it your way.
You're listening to Frank Sinatra My Way, and I'm just saying for all of you entrepreneurs out there, if you got that thought that has come to you, get busy acting on it, and do it the way you were being given to go do it, which you don't know in the first place, because you got to go build it. But be in a position of saying you have done it your way, because it's yours.
And call WTAN Talk 10 Radio on Thursday evening and let us hear it.
Okay.
WTAN Clearwater.
Yeah. FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.